Are you sitting down? If you're not sitting down, it's time to take a seat, my friends. It's time to brace yourself for the good news. The good news is you, my lucky friend, have won the jackpot. You have won the lottery of radio by tuning in for the one out of every 336 hours every 2 weeks when you get to hear a new broadcast of In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, beaming from a little antenna atop College Hill. And if you're in the proper range of that antenna, well, this show is quite literally in you all along for at least 1 hour every week. So we'll be here between 5 and 6 on a pre-recorded episode. And I know all the chorus of complainers will come in and say, "Ah, man, what a ripoff." Well, it's a pre-recorded brand new episode just for you, complaining listener. So keep those complaints at bay until you've heard this hour of wonderful stuff as I am off enjoying this capital of months, August, pinnacle of the summer, zenith of the year.
Brown eyes and I were tired. We had walked and we had scrambled through the moors and through the briars, through the endless blue meanders. In the blue, all is blue. In the cool, all is blue. Over the lights and through the fires, we went
Man, you had to know that one was coming up. Olivia Newton-John with the legendary Hopelessly Devoted to You from the 1978 Grease soundtrack. One of a handful of songs in that soundtrack not originally in the Broadway version of the play. You knew that play was on Broadway. Actually started in Chicago, believe it or not. Festered around on Broadway for years and years. If you grew up around New York like I did, those commercials were on like every day for Grease the play. And then one day there was a movie and we're like, eh, whatever, what's the big deal? And then every kid in school had to go see it and you had to talk about it. And you weren't anybody if you hadn't seen Grease. And I was like five, so getting in on that ground level of social clout was very important. My mother drove us to like the last theater in the area it was playing, and it was downpouring, just torrential rain. And we saw the movie, and we got back to the car, and the car died somewhere on the way back, and we ended up waiting somewhere for a ride. Thanks, Mom. And thank you, Olivia Newton-John, for a wonderful career. My very first celebrity crush all those years ago. Anyway, prior to that, we heard the Pixies with Javelina off of 1990's epic Bossa Nova. Possibly my favorite Pixies album. It's so hard to pick. People often give me blowback when I say that, but I don't care. I don't care. In fact, I was listening to that album at this time of year many, many years ago, always associated with the end of the summer, with the kind of building excitement and tension of the end of the summer. I'm very fixated on this, and I'll explain why at some point. But I always think this is the best time of year, don't you? Don't you think the end of the summer, the end of August, maybe the third, fourth week of August, right around there, best time of the year, right? Some of the best people in America and in the world were born during that time. Like my sister, for example, whose birthday is coming up, and her brother, whose birthday is the day after hers. Anyway, that's one of those songs, like I said, I've talked about this before. Sometimes songs take on a meaning that is attached to a certain time of year that has nothing inherently to do with them. But just because of association, you end up having that thing, you know, like at a particular time of year, certain album just makes sense. That's what Bossa Nova is for me. Prior to that, we heard from Bonobo with Flutter, the big instrumental track off of their 2000 album, Dial M for Monkey. Before that, we heard from Sly and the Family Stone, dropping all the way back there to 1971 with Spaced Cowboy off There's a Riot Going On. And we opened up this set with Yui Lab, the collaboration between Stereolab and UI, still all these years later, don't know how to pronounce that. That was from 1997. That was the Snow version of St. Elmo's Fire, a cover of the St. Elmo's Fire track from Brian Eno from Another Green World, all the way back there sometime in the 70s. That was off of the EP Fires, which features four different versions of that song, as well as a couple of others. And that catches us up to date, and we are ready to keep moving it along. So stay tuned for more wonderful music, beginning with this.
October 3. More. MPTA.com/OLWork. Elevator unavailable. Beachmont Elevator 887. Wonderland Platform to Lobby. Unavailable due to maintenance. Forest Hills Elevator 841. Commuter Rail Platform to Lobby. Unavailable on Tube SEP 24 due to maintenance. Kenmore Elevator 948. Lobby to Commonwealth Avenue. Unavailable on WET SEP 25 due to maintenance. Wonderland Elevator 702. Main Lobby to Garage. Unavailable due to maintenance.
Thank you. late summer flower appears that turns the green fields to gold. There are over 100 species of hardy plant in North America, and its Latin genus name is Solidago, but it is colloquially referred to as goldenrod. Solidago means to make whole, and this inexpressibly lovely herb lives up to that graceful designation and then some. The 20th century naturalist and mystic John Muir extolled the incalculable virtues of goldenrod by writing, "Fragrance, color, and form of the whole spiritual expression of goldenrod are hopeful and strength-giving beyond any others I know. A single spike is sufficient to heal unbelief and melancholy." In the Middle Ages, it was believed that if you were to wear or carry a spike of goldenrod for an entire day, you would cross paths with your true love the next. But young lovers, please mind drinking that tea before you hop into the hay with your paramour, because it's a diuretic. After the colonists dumped the prized tea in the Boston Harbor, they found themselves bereft of their favorite beverage. They soon found that they could make an excellent drink with the roots of goldenrod, so they named it Liberty Tea. It's a harbinger of the fall season, and gently but firmly reminds us to bear witness and honor the cyclical nature of creation. It also has a lesson to teach us about how important it is to get to know our plant friends intimately, because it is commonly believed to cause allergies. In fact, the culprit, its common neighbor, ragweed, who has also yellowish blossoms. We here at Team Capra encourage you to go out into the fields and humbly introduce yourself to this marvelous flower, to sit with it silently and to contemplate its loveliness. When we listen to wildflowers, we become a little more wild at heart and a little less savage. And that is a remarkable aim for our wayward lives. Wouldn't you agree, friend?
Another track about August, another sign of the times. Goldenrod. Goldenrod ubiquitous this time of year. In yards and empty lots and roadsides and everywhere. Beautiful native plant you just heard all about. From Mike Watt, making a guest appearance with Coons and Weaver. Off their 2021 Eros in the Natural World. And I was saying to somebody the other day, so since we last joined one another here on In You All Along, a massive, just exhausting heat wave finally broke. Tuesday before last, about a week and a half ago. And it occurred to me right then, right as that 10-degree drop in temperature happened, that we would probably not have another heat wave like that for the rest of the year. Fingers crossed. And that every time someone said, "Ah, finally, I can open the windows at night," or, "Oh, the heat finally broke." Good sleeping weather, they always say. And I say, those are the first words of the beginning of winter. With lots of time in between. But really, that is the continuum. It begins every August, and no one ever believes me, but as I alluded to earlier, I have a lot of practice with having parties in late August, and they're outside, and I tell people to bring a jacket, and they and they frequently scoff at me and they say, hey, but it's August. Oh, in August comes the beginning of winter. Don't you forget it. Anyway, before that lecture, I was telling you about songs you had heard. And prior to that, we heard from Marie Carroll with 222 for Koto, Viola, and Electronics off of a set of mixed duos posted online. Marie Carroll will be playing tomorrow night, Saturday, August 20th, at the Jungle down Sanborn Court in Union Square in Somerville with Further Notice, Kid Disaster, and The Big Nest. I do enjoy shows down at the Jungle, not only because it's such a cool, cozy little spot, but also because they always have really interesting lineups. Before that, we heard a little bit of gibberish from the bus display monitor down at Sullivan Square MBTA station, which I think pretty much sounds like the voice of the MBTA right now. Garbled gibberish making no sense. As a reminder to you that the Orange Line is now shut down for one full month. I don't like it any more than you do. I use the Orange Line quite a bit. You get the tea you accept. That's what I always say. This is not necessarily the opinion of Tufts University, WMFO, or Tony Monaco, but it's my opinion that we have exactly the MBTA that we ask for, because we don't ask for anything better. We should be out there in the streets. We should be boycotting. We should be doing something. Certainly not voting for the same people that put up with this every year. We put up with too much. Anyway, before that, we opened up that set with Alloy Orchestra, who I just recently learned are no more. I saw Alloy Orchestra back when I first moved to Boston, and they played with the Russian constructivist film Man with a Movie Camera. They used to do lots of that, including this track, which was Deep Water from the movie First Night. And that was off their early 2000s released New Music for Silent Films. Whole bunch of good stuff on there. All right, speaking of good stuff, we got a bunch more left to come here. Time is a wasting. Let me waste less of your time and play you more good music.
Yeah. I didn't get what you said. Tugging on your sleeve, I don't want you to leave. If I wake up, there won't be anything to keep.
And somebody else is by him, and someone else. Sitting civilians, kids losing their mind. I'm even losing mine. The war's underwater, seasons are out of order. Building bridges and putting the trash in the mortar. No, my family all broke. My daddy live on coke, and I ain't got no dough. And thinking of putting my neck inside of a tightrope. Let me go and die. I just don't wanna try. When the devil replied, you will always fail. Things I wouldn't reveal. Locked up and concealed. I thought the love wasn't real. I'm alive and well. We survive in hell. Looking up to the sky. Let my warriors rise. We got babies to feed, wars to fight, cities to build, and these wrongs to right. Go, no jobs, no pausing bills, and everybody claiming they balling. We falling right into their system. They taking our money, they're making us victims. I think that it's a part of the plan to keep the rich getting richer, and I'm stuck where I am. Packed up like rats with nowhere to stand, and a loaded weapon that's held in my hand. Niggas raping their babies, fuckers hitting their ladies. Babies having the babies for government checks. Texts hitting the hands of those running the block. Where they pedal the rock, but they repping the block. But they shooting the block, so they calling the cops. They just sitting, they watch, they're a part of the problem. Dan Roy Henry, Sean Bell, make me wanna scream, make me wanna yell. They don't care, now we begging for help. Which is hard to do, but it ain't hard to tell.
Hear that? That's the sound of our future as more people get their COVID-19 vaccine. At the American Lung Association, we have science-based public health information you can trust. Make a decision about the COVID-19 vaccination for yourself at lung.org.
All right. When you hear the Wipers, when you hear the song When It's Over, you know, it's only just begun. No, wait, it's over. That's it. Means it's over. But not before I do the important housekeeping detail of telling you what you just heard. Most recently, Metal Mystical Masters, Cirith Ungol. Back on tour, playing tonight at the Columbus Theater down in Providence. An epic show I wish I could get down to, but cannot, with Warhorse and Sanhedrin. That was their track. That was the 40th anniversary remix version of Edge of a Knife off the 40th anniversary edition of their album Frost and Fire. Before that, we heard from Mo Pope and Rain with Last Song, featuring Christopher Talken, Jake Merman of Tan Vampires, and Lady Lamb, the Beekeeper, from the album Let the Right Ones In from 2013. Mo Pope is part of an all-star cast appearing in the play Come to Pass at the Rockwell, running through Sunday in Davis Square. Come to Pass is an urban musical. It takes an exploratory look at how the principles that founded this country failed women of color and continue to fail them today. I will have more info about that in the playlist, which you can find every week, of course, at facebook.com/inyouallalong. So get on down there and check that out. Prior to that, we heard from Urge Overkill with one of my favorites of theirs, Somebody Else's Body, off of 1995's Exit the Dragon. And I opened up that set with If I Wake Up from the 2001 self-titled EP by Mishima USA. Mishima USA doing an exciting and unprecedented... Somebody told me the word unprecedented. It doesn't mean anything anymore. An unprecedented reunion show. It is unprecedented in recent years. Tomorrow night at the Plow and Stars. It's an abortion access fund benefit. First time Sean O'Brien and Arto Vaughn have shared the stage together in, oh, Jesus, I would say over 15 years. Who knows? It's been a long, long time. That is going to do it for this week of In You All Along. Thank you so much for tuning in every other week here this summer on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. And as you continue to go about your life, if anybody smugly talks down to you about the things you do to keep yourself and your family safe, they're not interested in your interests. They're interested in something else than what's good for you. Remember that, people. Be good. I will see you next time.
That's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?